A reading from the Gospel of John. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called, in Hebrew, Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there, who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once, the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take it up and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. You kind of have to wonder about that man, crippled, perhaps paralyzed, for 38 years, not able to get himself into the pool for healing. But you might also wonder about the kind of strange question that Jesus asks of the man. "Do you want to be made well?" I wonder, does this man value himself? Does his life still hold meaning with his obvious limitations? Could his answers to Jesus be some sort of excuse? "Well, there was no one to put me into the pool." But did he ever ask? Was he disappointed in never getting into a position to get into the pool first? Or has the long time, fruitless waiting extinguished his hope of ever being healed? Or has he even lost his desire to be healed, leading to a deep depression? Was he then paralyzed in spirit as well as body? Jesus strongly responded to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." When Jesus engages him, the man listens, and following the command, he gets up and walks. Later that day, Jesus finds the man in the temple and completes the miracle of healing. "See? You have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." Now, I wonder about myself. Do I believe that Jesus knows my needs, whether I can express them or not? When we engage in the dialogue, am I honest? And Do I believe he knows more than I care to admit? Do I trust in his unconditional love, which makes possible my path of surrender? Jesus never gives up on me. He continues to seek after me. His sacrificial love and unconditional forgiveness are restorative and a healing grace. I'm so glad we met again in the temple. His words to me and the healing have made all the difference.